Now, the dust jacket of a novel usually includes a plot summary, an author bio, blurbs from a few rave reviews. These days, there's usually a web address there, too. As NPR's David Gura reports, many writers, especially debut novelists, are using elaborate websites to attract readers and interact with them.
After Marisha Pessel finished her first novel, Special Topics in Calamity Physics, she got to work on a new project. Not another book, but a website, calamityphysics.com. Pessel wanted it to be a window into the life of her young protagonist, Blue Van Meer.
When the website finally loads, you come to her Harvard dorm room. It's really the location where she writes her autobiography. You're really in her room at her desk, and the desk is, of course, filled with photographs and notes and things that are really from the book.
It's an elaborate pen and ink drawing brought to life with Flash, a web animation tool. Marisha Pessel did the illustration herself, and Mark Ferdman, who's the creative director of a company called Freedom Interactive Design, built the site.
What we really try and do is use sense of humor a little bit and sort of deliver the unexpected right up front to just capture the immediate reaction of an audience and hopefully engage them enough that they're curious to continue poking further.
Visitors to the website are supposed to click around, to pick things up, to zoom in on pictures and newspaper clippings. A distracting June bug buzzes around a bright blue desk lamp. There are books by Lord Byron and Greta Garbo. If you click on Blue Van Meer's Blackberry, you can visit her MySpace page. You can unfold a map of the Great Smoky Mountains where Pessel's story takes place. And you can flip through a copy of the Cliffs Notes to Special Topics in Calamity Physics. Marisha Pessel says that the website gave her a chance to add more to her story after it was published.
There are always things that you think in hindsight, oh, I should have made this clearer, and oh, perhaps I should have highlighted this clue. So the reader, you know, has a firmer grasp on exactly what happened. So the website was really a way for me to fill in a few of those blanks that, as the writer, you know, I missed that first time.
It's more and more common for a debut novel to have a home on the web, and not just a place for a book excerpt and a photo of the author. Book websites have blogs and chat rooms, videos and games. They're not bland or traditional. More often than not, they're richly illustrated. They can be almost cinematic. A published book, with a beginning, middle, and an end, can grow online. An author can get feedback from his readers, and he can answer their questions. Designer Mark Ferdman says that the web can change how writers tell stories.
I think that we're just scratching the surface in publishing, and as writers get to understand that they can use this medium to basically further their art and their craft in terms of storytelling, then I think we'll see things that go a lot further than Marisha's site. I think Marisha's site's just one of the very first that have even explored the territory.
Many first-time novelists have had websites for their books. Mergers and Acquisitions by Dana Vachon, Last Last Chance by Fiona Mazzell, and Heart-Shaped Box by Joe Hill, to name a few. Charles Bach made an elaborate website for his debut novel called Beautiful Children. Beautifulchildren.net is full of links, short films, and loud music. Bach asked several of his favorite musicians to write and record songs based on his story. Visitors who like what they hear can follow links to the musicians' websites. Avita Basharad, who is the deputy director of marketing at Random House, oversaw the publicity campaign for Bach's first novel. She says that a book website has to be dynamic and attractive. Readers should be able to find information there that isn't in the book, and a writer has to keep the site up to date.
You don't want to throw the flap copy that's on the back of the book on the website because, you know, they can find that anywhere else. So, you know, a letter from the author, for instance, directly to the readers, or even an invitation to email the author directly, that kind of thing is really important to readers. And to be able to reach out to them makes readers feel really special and also builds loyalty.
Bach, who refers to himself as the Bach Star, updates his site frequently. He adds links to reviews and interviews, and he comes up with gimmicks. There was a viral video, and in February, for 3 days, anyone could download Beautiful Children for free, all 432 pages. In 72 hours, 15,000 people did. Marisha Pessel sees possibility in the web, but she doesn't think that every author has to embrace it.
I hate to think of a day where a compelling book or a compelling authorial voice would be lost simply because that person doesn't have a website. And I don't think we're quite at that point yet. But I think to use the internet in a positive way to turn people on to reading is something that authors shouldn't really shy away from necessarily.
Many writers may be ambivalent about the web or disinterested in it, but Avita Basharat of Random House says that her imprint is dedicated to having a web presence for almost every book it publishes. David Gura, NPR News, Washington.